So welcome everybody. It is Burgess Power Hour tonight. We are November 19th, 2025. I cannot believe it is November already. And hello and welcome. Those of you who registered for the call, you're going to get this recording. As I was saying to my friends, Dale and Judith now that are here, that I was doing recordings for the last couple of months because I've been traveling doing retreats and workshops. And so I was hoping that we'd have a lot of people on tonight because I was going to be live and working with you live tonight. So welcome. And those of you who are watching the recording, welcome again. And I will be live again next month as well. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And if you would, please go ahead and get some paper and something to write on if you can. If you're driving, not a good idea. But if you've got something to write with, because there's going to be a couple things that I want to do. If those of you who have done power hours with me, you know I love experiential stuff. So tonight is all about releasing anxiety. Yeah, I'm finding peace of mind and peace of spirit in the world. And so I had a lot of people register for this call. So hopefully the link's working and we don't have any issues with that. So I just want to give you a heads up there. Okay. So before we begin, let's just take a deep breath. And I welcome all of you to this recording and to this moment. And thank you for being here. Because I don't know about you, but I think there's been a lot of anxiety going on in the world, and I felt like this might be a good topic for me to be live with you on to kind of work through some anxiety, or at least give you some tools on how to have peace of mind when things feel a little bit iffy at times in our life. So we're going to explore how to release anxiety and return to peace, not by fighting fear, okay, but by transforming our relationship with it. And anxiety is usually our mind trying to predict danger, while our spirit is whispering, you're safe, you're guided, you're stronger than you think. So that can be going on at the same time. And so I just want us to remember that we only can be in one of two thought systems, okay? We're going to either be in fear or love. Those are the only two thought systems, in my opinion, that you can be in. It kind of boils down to love or fear. And anxiety is one of the ways fear can disguise itself. Okay. So tonight we're going to look at why anxiety shows up. What is it trying to tell you? And how to move from fear into love and from chaos into peace. Does that sound good tonight?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yay. They're still with me there. Okay. So yeah. So first thing I want to say is why do we go into anxiety in the first place? Why do people get anxious? And we're going to look at that, and then we're going to do a little experience so that you can kind of dive in and see what are you anxious about or what have you been anxious about and how we can shift that. Okay. So we go into fear when we can't control something. Would you agree sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we also go into fear sometimes when we project what if, when we project the what ifs in the future. That's what I call the future mind. What if it doesn't work? What if the world's going to blow up? What if I can't afford this? What if I don't have the right person? All the what ifs. I'm sure we've said that to ourselves before. And it is, again, it's the future mind. Our mind is in the future. What if this happens? Okay. And there are two types of fear. Fear that protects you and keeps you safe, which is something that you may have heard before, the fight, flight, or freeze phenomenon, which is very tribal, which is very not prefrontal cortex. It's the mammalian brain. It's the one that keeps you, it just alerts you if there's any danger. Okay. And those are the responses oftentimes as you run or you freeze or you fight. Okay. So the other fear is of the unknown. That's the imagined future. So that is kind of where I think anxiety lies and where it resides for sure. So maybe a definition could be anxiety is future thinking plus old pain replaying itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anxiety rarely exists in the present moment. Okay. It can, but oftentimes it's usually the mind looping into the future while dragging the past along with it. Anxiety is fear wearing a disguise, and fear is old pain asking to be acknowledged. So maybe we've had something happen in the past, and this thing that's could happen again hadn't happened yet, but it could. And then we start to go into that cycle of anxiety. Well, it hasn't happened, but it could. And I have proof it has before. And I have evidence that this could be going down that same path. And that fear is that old pain that wants to be acknowledged and say, yeah, I remember you. It's like that elephant. You ever heard that story about the elephant, the baby elephant that was tied to the stakes? And it couldn't move. I mean, that's how they kept baby elephants from w escaping, and they would tie their foot against the stake. Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they grow up, right? They're big ass elephants, and then all of us, and they could pull that thing out with no problem. But because they're conditioned, and because their memory, the old pain of, or the old evidence that I can't move. And I can't use this. They don't even try because they feel like I can't do that. So I'm not capable. So we kind of can be like that sometimes, perhaps our human selves thinking I'm not capable, I'm not strong enough, I'm not safe, even when we are. But we start tricking our minds, saying, I don't think so. So peace comes when we move out of the mind and back into the heart. That's my thought anyway. You guys agree with that or?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. All right. Okay. So just to understand a little bit more about the fight, flight, or freeze, I want to give you some tools on how you can get out of that kind of fear. Okay. We know what fight is, we know what flight is, but freeze is the most dangerous because it becomes what we call learned helplessness. We learn to be helpless. And just like a bird who flies into a window, have you ever seen a bird fly into a window and it just gets shocked and then it falls to the ground? And then what does it do? It starts discharging its body. It starts moving around and, shaking it off basically. And so there are a lot of ways that we as birds, when we get hit with something, okay, we can discharge that pain. So perhaps it doesn't keep reoccurring, or we can discharge it in the present moment so we don't go into anxiety. And so here are some discharge options. You ready? You can laugh. Laughing is a great discharge. It's a great medicine. You can cry. Crying is a good discharge. It releases. Crying is good. Okay. Crying actually is not just an emotional release, it's a physical release, and it allows you to calm and let go of the trigger a little bit. Also, breathing, which we're going to practice tonight. Yay! Doing
Thank
a type of breathe, a breath, some type of breath work. And I'm a professional breath worker, so I'm into that kind of thing. But also, breathing has been proven to really reduce anxiety in the body, and that's a way of shaking it off, basically. You can shake, you can actually shake or dance. If you move your body, whether it's just shaking it or moving it in any way, dancing it, using your voice is another way that you can discharge that fear or that trauma that it might bring up for you. Okay. A lot of things that we do in our workshops, Essence of Being, is we beat pillows sometimes. We do a discharge, we release our emotions, and there are safe ways to release emotions and safe ways to experience that where you don't get hurt and the other people don't get hurt as well. But the idea of it is to get it out of your body. to get that trauma and that pain out of your body. So those are just some examples of being able to discharge. Okay. Any questions about that?
No.
Oh, you're with me still? All right. You're hanging in there. So when what happens? What happens when we're afraid? What do we do with our breath typically?
It gets shorter.
Yeah, and it also stops. We hold our breath. Think about in a movie. You're what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen to that person? We hold our breath. When we're afraid, our response a lot of times is we just hold the breath. So when we breathe, we return to our power. Okay. So I'm going to share a story from just as an example. And maybe you have examples of this too. My son called me when he lives in Manhattan, and he called me after he went. He's a performer theater and he does shows and Broadway and all that. And he called me and he said, my plane almost crashed tonight. So what does a mother do when you hear that, right? I'm like, what? The first thing I did was hold my breath and say, what do you mean you almost crashed? And so the very first thing I did after I first was in, after I was in shock, I started to breathe. I said, okay, I've got to breathe. Let me just breathe slow, conscious, connected breaths. And the breath took me out of panic. And it brought me back into presence. It brought me back into the present moment. So when we're afraid, we hold our breath, and when we breathe, we return to our true nature. So breathing is a wonderful option, and we're going to practice that tonight, some breathing, different kinds. Conscious breathing reminds the nervous system, okay? It actually calms your nervous system down and says, I'm safe, I'm in my body, and I choose peace. Now, some of you may have heard about box breathing. Have you heard of that before?
Yes.
Okay, so it's just basically you're doing it in a box. You're basically breathing. You breathe in for four counts and you inhale one, two, three, four. You hold two, three, four, and then you can release two, three, four, five, six, and rest. And then you could do it again where you breathe in two, three, four, hold your breath two, three, four, and then release. Two, three, four, five, six. The thing that I like to do at the end of those releases, though, is something it's a heart posture where you basically say, ah, and you use your arms like I'm using it. You bring your arms out and you bring it in an ah sound as you're releasing that breath. And you do it in a count of six. Now, there are different ways of doing box breathing, different ways of doing breath altogether, but this is just one way where you can just remember if you're coming into at a moment where you feel like you feel the anxiety coming and you feel traumatized or you feel afraid, then this is a great way just to get out of it very quickly and do it with your body. And so you breathe in four, hold four, release for six and do that. Ah, feeling okay. You want to do it together?
Yeah.
Okay. Why not? So we're going to do it together. So this is one way to do it. So let's just breathe in to four counts. Ready? One, two, three, four. Hold two, three, four, and then breathe out. Six. Okay. Now, if you do that a couple times, it does bring your anxiousness levels down, and it calms that vagus nerve. There's a it's an actual physiological thing that happens, not just emotional. Okay, so that's one little tool that you can use is the breath doing that kind of thing. Now, most anxiety happens in between trapeze bars. So what I mean by that is if you think about a trapeze bar, you're swinging on a trapeze And what do you have to do in order to get the other trapeze?
Let go.
Yeah, you have to kind of let go, because if you hold on to one bar while you're going for the other one, it's going to rip you apart, right? It isn't going to work too well. You're going to get stuck there, or you're just going to be between two. It's painful. So the part of letting go of the bar that you're comfortable with, the bar that you may not like, you may not want that bar, but it's familiar. And the part of letting go of that bar to go grab that next trapeze bar that's coming at you, it's coming for you, but you've got to let go in order to catch the other one. The flying part, that is where you're not fully in the old life and you're not quite in the new. And oftentimes when, we want to reach for something that we want in our life, but we want a guarantee. Hey, if I let go of this bar, make sure I'm guaranteed that I'm going to get what I want over here. But it's for control, it's for certainty. The transition zone is where real change happens. That's where the anxiety happens too. It can, because you're hurtling through space and you don't know if you're going to land or not, or if you're going to fall or not. And that's where we learn to fly. And many people, they just want to hold on to the old one because they don't want to let go of the control of that, even though they don't like where they're at. Does that make sense? Yeah. So you can't hold on to the old and the new at the same time. It just doesn't work out. So the moment of flying is where the breakthrough happens. Now, just think about it. When you were you've ex everybody has experienced this before. You've experienced it where you started to learn how to walk. When you're a baby, you're crawling. It's very comfortable. You're crawling, and then eventually what happens, you start to stand up and you start pulling yourself around. And then what happens sometimes is you fall. But what do? You don't just stay there. You get back up. And so you have evidence that, yeah, I could fall, but I'm going to keep going. And there's something inside of us that keeps us motivated and moving, even though we have evidence that perhaps it may not work out, because we've had evidence that we've fallen before. But let's try it again. And so most human beings have experienced that before. And how you get to places and how you move through life is through that desire to move and to do it again and do it again. And one of my favorite sayings that I teach in the workshops in Essence of Being is if I can't, I must. So oftentimes people get stuck in the I can't, I just can't do it. In the past, it hasn't worked. So why would it work again? So the I can't part is if you find yourself saying that sometimes, I can't do that, change it to and shift it to I must do that, because what that does is it propels you forward. It motivates you to move. I must do it. And it's a very simple but very powerful shift that you can make just by saying I must do it, even though I might fall, because you have fallen before and you've gotten back up. So everybody has that evidence mostly. So what feels like anxiety might be transformation in motion. You could turn that anxiety or that fear, you could turn it into transformation just by moving. Transformation in motion. I like that. It also, a couple of pieces can be anxiety, can be what we call anticipatory grief. You're grieving something that hasn't quite happened yet. We break our sense of safety by living in the imagined future. And so we are anticipating the grief. Even though hasn't happened yet, we're anticipating it's going to happen. And that can cause you to be anxious. And a lot of times that's being caused by loss, some type of loss. Okay. Maybe loss of safety or loss of people or loss of time, or maybe you have loss of purpose, or loss of health, or loss of money. All of those things can bring up anticipatory grief. Can you see that happening? Have you ever felt that before?
Yeah, definitely.
So one of the tools I'm going to give you for that one is it's called pension shift. Okay. And then we're going to do a little exercise so you can go in and see what's happening for you, and we'll do it together. We'll shift it together. But the pension shift method that I use is when you hear yourself saying either I can't do something, or you might hear yourself saying, but what if? Okay. What if this doesn't work out, or what if this is going to happen? What you do is you pinch yourself, and you pinch yourself somewhere like right here on your hand, or somewhere where you can't, where it kind of hurts. Okay. Because pain brings you present. Because when you're about to go into that anxiety spin, it brings you in the future. So if you can bring yourself to present, you just pinch yourself and you change the word. Again, if you hear yourself say, I can't, then you should change it to I must. Or if you find yourself saying, I'm not sure if this is going to work out, or what's going to happen, or what if, you pinch yourself and use the words I choose. I choose to know all is well. I choose to move forward. It's a very declarative statement when you say I choose, not I want. Okay, because want brings up wanting. Choosing something brings up the choice that it is a very declarative statement that you're moving toward. I choose this now. Okay, so a pinch and shift is just pinch yourself and change it to I choose. I choose to know all is well. I choose to know I'm safe right now. I choose to know that I'm present at this moment. If you find yourself slipping into that future, that's a great way to bring you back to present. Does that make sense? Okay. So if we can reframe anxiety as communication, in other words, what if anxiety isn't the enemy? What if it's communication? Fear is often your friend saying, something old needs some love. Okay, or something new is calling you. Hello. Anxiety could be your inner child asking, hey, will you listen to me now? Will you reassure me? Will you tell me everything's going to be okay? So it could be some form of communication that you're trying to tell yourself. You could look at it that way instead of it being maybe as an enemy. And that's one way we can create more peace in a chaotic world that we perhaps live in, or get to, or look at, or see that other people are living in. We cannot always control the world around us, but we can soften our internal world. We do have control over that. So when you find peace within, you contribute peace outward. You can contribute peace into your home, into your choices, into the collective, into each other. Peace of mind creates peace of spirit, which creates peace in the world. If you choose to believe that, I do. It works for me. So what I want us to do now is I want us to write down, I want to do a little bit of stream of consciousness writing. And all that means is I'm going to say three things. I want you to finish the statement, okay? And I want you to think about it. I don't want you to try to figure it out, or there's no right or wrong answer here. It's the first thing that comes up, okay? So I'm going to say a statement and you finish it. You just write out a statement to finish it, okay? Any questions about that? Nope. Okay. All right. The first one is, what I am most anxious about is. What I am most anxious about is, like right now. Maybe not right this second, but maybe what's up for you? What I'm most anxious about is, and just fill in the blank. Let me know when you're complete. Go ahead and finish up on the one you're on. Okay. The second one is, when I feel anxious, when I feel anxious, I write down the first thing that comes up. And the last one is, I'm afraid of loss of what? I'm afraid of loss of money, people, time, purpose, health, anything. What kind of loss does it bring up when you become anxious? I'm afraid of loss of. Finish up on the one you're on. Okay. Good. Okay. All right. So hopefully both of you came up with something. And you can think of one thing that you have been anxious about, or maybe you're anxious about now, or what you wrote down, something that came up for you around the anxiousness. And what we're going to do is a little process to shift through that for you. Okay. And then we'll talk about it afterwards. Is that all right? Okay. So just close your eyes and place your right hand on your heart. Just take a deep breath. So I want you to think of what you wrote down as far as the anxiousness. Think of whatever that something is that caused or causes anxiety for you. So I want you to identify it with your eyes closed. Where does it live in your body? Can you identify where it shows up in your body when you think about it, when you feel it? Where does it show up? And then notice how does it show up? Is it a tightness or pressure or fluttering? So you want to locate that anxiety and how it feels. Then now let it speak to you. Imagine this feeling could speak. So ask it gently in your mind, ask it, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me? What do you need from me? Once you get an answer, or once you have a knowing, now bring that feeling into your heart. Imagine lifting that feeling and placing it inside your heart. Lift it up, lift it wherever it has been, whatever it's saying to you, whatever it's feeling. Put it into your heart, inside the heart. Your heart is your safe space. Deep inside your heart. The heart knows that all is well. And just pat your heart. All is well. And then begin 10 connected breaths as you're saying all is well inside your heart. Connect your breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. There's no pause. It's smooth and it's circular, and we'll do 10 of them. So it's should be 10. And then one last time, breathe into your heart and say silently or aloud, I am safe. Breathe in your heart one more time and say, I am here. And then one more time and say to your heart, everything is all right. And with your eyes still closed, now imagine sending a ripple of peace outward, sending that peaceful feeling, calm, send it outward to your loved ones, to your home, and to the world. And then take one more deep breath and then let it go. So, just want to prompt you with a couple of questions and See if you can identify these and share if you choose to share anything. What came up for you when you asked your anxiety what it needed? Or when you had to listen to it, did you hear anything?
Yeah.
Would you like to share what it was?
Yeah, yeah, it's been challenging for the last few months, and that I just need to calm myself down because I can feel it like in my solar plexus. It's really tight and it kind of works its way up. And memory to go back to my breath, and that you can kind of back to center.
So, did something shift when you brought that feeling place into your heart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was more soothing and feeling that it's going to be okay.
Yeah. So the anxiety, it softened when you choose,
Definitely.
yeah, when you choose peace. Yeah. So, whatever trapeze bar you're in between right now, just know that this is a great way to see what's coming for you and to be a new trapeze bar is coming. So, a new trapeze bar is coming for you and it's calling to you. And this is one way you could hear it and listen to it and say, okay, it's going to be okay. Even though I have challenges, even though things may feel difficult, or I feel anxious. I don't know what's going to happen or how it's all going to turn out. What you're doing is you're flying toward this new trapeze bar that's coming for you. But the first step is just to calm your nervous system and be at peace so that you can listen and see and trust that all is well. Good. So, anything you want to share, Dale?
Yeah, I mean, like everybody these days, you've got the big worries of the world,
Yeah.
and you've got the personal worries, which are the more definite things, right? And so, like everybody else, I'm feeling the stress of things going on with finance and other things. So, when I put that in my body and my heart, where to kind of listen to it that way, what it told me was, don't sweat the small things. And if I'm on the trapeze and I'm grabbing onto the next bar and I miss it, there's always a safety net and I can get right back up and try it again.
Right. Oh, that's great. What a great message. You see how wise you are?
I don't know about that.
That was very wise, in my opinion. Your
Thank you.
body and yeah, your body, both of your bodies, your energy, your heart, your emotions, your soul, your spirit, whatever you want to call, very wise. And oftentimes we get caught up in all the doingness and the busyness and all the anxiety that it can produce because we don't stop for just a moment and be still with our feeling in our body. And our bodies are very wise. Yeah, they have we have emotional intelligence and our body's very intelligent. And sometimes we just have to stop and breathe. That way we can listen more to what the real truth is. And it definitely brings your nervous system down to a level where you can really listen and hear and be at peace for even if it's for a few minutes. It's helpful.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
Yeah. So you can do this anytime. And by the way, this recording you everybody will get so that you can you registered for the call, so you'll get a recording in your email, and that way you can do that whole process again anytime. Just to remind you. And the cool thing is, you guys have each other to remind each other. That's,
Definitely.
yeah, I mean, that's huge because a lot of people are very isolated these days.
Oh,
Or
yeah.
have.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's hard to go through these things by yourself, or it feels that way. So the good news is you can remind each other.
Definitely.
Yeah. So whatever trapeze bar you have coming toward you, just know that you kind of have to let go of the one you're on. And it may feel like you're out of control, but truly that's where the breakthrough is. And you can turn that fear into excitement. You can turn that anxiety into peace of wonder. Instead of wandering around going, I don't know, you can turn it into wonder.
Yeah.
I'm in Wonderland. What's
Yeah.
going to happen? Okay. You know, and be in, choose to be in the awe of it, even though, you know, your left brain adult prefrontal cortex is saying, yeah, but, you know, change your yeah, but into yes, and.
Yes.
Yes, and I must go through the okay. So one of the things I wanted to gift to you, Knight, was that kind of a thing that you can do for yourself. Whatever you wrote down, you're more aware now of how it shows up in your body, and also maybe you can listen to it a little bit more. And anxiety can be a signal, not a sentence. Breathing changes your state faster than thinking ever will. And my belief is if you just breathe in 10 times and breathe out 10 times, it dissipates the energy for you. It's easier to come back to that place of peace and connection because your heart always knows the way back to peace. So when you heal your internal world, you touch the peace of the external world. So you can, whenever you're feeling that, you might as well just send it out to the world because that's how important you are. You matter with everything that you do, say, feel, touch, think, act, you matter.
Yeah, true. Very
Yeah.
true.
Yeah.
And the other part about the world and looking at all the chaos and the stuff that's going on, you can observe the storm that's there without absorbing it. So the point of power is choosing to be the eye of the hurricane, to stand in the eye and be the calm, the connection, this where you don't have to dip down into the hurricane and be part of it. You don't have to absorb it. You can observe it and be the one that's standing there in the eye because you are the eye. You decide what knocks you off your center.
Very wise, yes.
Yeah. So if you could imagine, you're the big eye. You know, you're the eye, not the eyeball, but the eye, the number, letter I, okay? I am choosing to be in my center, and all the things that are going on around me cannot knock me off my center. I can observe it, but I'm not going to absorb it. So
Yeah.
let's do these affirmations together. I'll leave you with these affirmations. You can write them down, or you can just say them however you want. I breathe in peace.
I breathe in
Thank you.
peace.
I breathe out fear.
I
I
breathe
breathe out
out.
fear.
I release anxiety.
I release anxiety.
And I stand in the I am.
And I stand in the I am.
I am safe.
I'm safe.
I'm guided.
I'm guided.
I am free.
I'm
I am free. All is well.
All is well.
And all shall be well.
And all shall be well.
Indeed. So, how do you feel?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tension has gone down quite a bit.
Yeah. It's a practice, just like anything else. It's just practicing it. And that's how you can make a difference in your life and other people's lives as well. Because if we're all really connected, then, you know, shining your light into the darkness sometimes can make a difference.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I'm glad you guys came on. I'm glad that we could do this. And again, those of you who are getting the recording, you have the ability to go through this again. And I missed all of you, but we have our stalwarts, Judith and Dale here. Holding down the fort.
There you go.
Yep.
And next time we will be I'll be live again, and I do it always the third Wednesday of every month. And I'll be in Fort Lauderdale actually in December. I'll be speaking. If you go to essenceofbeing.com, you can kind of see all the things going on that we're doing, that you can just be a part of and be in our connection calls that we're doing. But I'll be speak. I don't know, Judith, do you know WPN at all? Do you remember them at all?
Yeah.
So Nancy Matthews, she's doing an event December 6th and 7th, and I'll be down there in Fort Lauderdale speaking. My husband and I will be there, so I'd love to share with you. I'll be down there. Come play with us.
Yeah, well, I'll just see because I've relocated to the Midwest.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all right. I'm flying from Atlanta, so. Where in the Midwest are you?
Pardon?
Where in the Midwest are you?
The Minneapolis area.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Yeah, we have a lot of graduates up there. So, So just check out essenceofbeing.com. There's a lot of things you can get online that you can do for yourself. A lot of cool things that you can tap into to learn more about how to access all of those things that maybe you've forgotten about, right? So just go to essenceofbeing.com and check it out. There's a lot. Just look for the things that are happening in the events, okay? And just feel free to look around and see what you can play with this in. And I hope to see you again. I'll be on December, the next one is December 17th. Yeah, third Wednesday, December 17th. And I'll be live again. And it's a mystery as to what I'll be sharing, but would love to see you again or hear you anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks so much.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.